You may feel like washing your hands after our next report. It concerns human waste. Farmers around the world are using increasing amounts of this stuff to fertilize their crops. The reason? The cost of conventional fertilizer, which is closely linked to the price of oil, has shot up. The World's Alex Galifant reports.
Okay, let's get it out of the way. This is a story about poop, or as one British farmer prefers to call it,
biosolids.
John Barrett runs a farm in Norfolk, England. Over there, the price of chemical fertilizer doubled in the last 18 months. That's a steeper hike than even gas prices. So Barrett has started using human biosolids on his crops.
And this is a way of getting a large amount of phosphate into the soil at not too expensive.
Barrett says that using treated human waste is now far cheaper than using chemicals. He doesn't use those biosolids on everything.
Carrots, no, because they're a vegetable. But we grow some sugar beets on the farm, and we can use it in front of sugar beets.
Like other countries, the UK has rules about which kinds of things can be fertilised this way. Grassland and crops, yes. Salad leaves and fruit, no. The biosolids farmers like John Barrett use often come from water treatment facilities. Tony Martindale is recycling manager for one of them. His plant produces more than 600,000 tonnes of sludge every year.
The standards that we work to are that at least 99% of the pathogens are destroyed in the treatment process.
Leaving 1% not destroyed.
It does.
Martindale's not worried. He can't think of any incident in which somebody's been adversely affected by the use of treated human waste, apart from in one way.
There are a few problems with odour. We do try and minimise that. At the end of the day, it is sewage sludge. but we try and deal with it very quickly.
Farmer John Barrett gets complaints about that too. The trick to that problem, he says, is mixing the biosolids into the soil as quickly as possible.
We've got a tractor in the field on the far side, who is incorporating it straight away. We have to get it turned into the soil within 24 hours of it being spread.
Despite the stench, farmers are taking advantage of the relatively cheap price of biosolids. Ask Tony Martindale if his treatment facility has enough raw material to meet demand, and he'll tell you.
We haven't. Unfortunately, this year, most of our cake is already spoken for, so unfortunately we're having to disappoint some farmers.
In other words, they've, well, run out of poop.
Obviously, what comes into our sewage works is really what comes out at the other end as sludge.
But let's not forget another plentiful resource, urine.
Urine is gold.
Yep, gold, says Laurent Stravato. It's valuable, he says, because it's full of useful nutrients, and it's naturally more sterile than fecal matter. Stravato is a consultant with the International Fund for Agricultural Development. He points out that the rising price of chemical fertilizer hits developing countries especially hard.
It's a big disaster. I mean, the price has been multiplied by three in most of the country, in Africa, Asia, Latin America. So you see, I mean, those countries are facing a crisis.
So small-scale farmers are finding it impossible to buy those chemicals. Stravato says urine, or as he calls it, liquid organic fertilizer, is a good alternative, especially in developing African countries.
We have adapted, for example, in Niger or in Mali, a simple urinal system which costs $3. So it is a funnel, a jerry can, and a bulb to keep the nutrients inside the jerry can, because if not, all the nutrients are evaporated.
Laurent Stravato says such experiments have produced encouraging results. But, and this applies equally to biosolids, there's a cultural problem. Many people find this kind of thing unpalatable.
I mean, who likes to touch his urine? Who likes to touch his feces? I mean, no one.
Whatever the benefits, Stravato says that the cultural problem is a barrier. People have a hard time accepting the value of their own waste. But perhaps new economic imperatives are changing that. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.